Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on the 20th of goddamn June. It's like the summer. It's like the proper fucking summer. Right, let's not fuck about it. Let me plug two things. Tomorrow night is Lavery's Comedy Club. That's on the 21st. We've got Paddy McDonald, myself, Aaron McCann. Then we've got two comedy gigs this week, basically, in Lavery's. We have a Friday show. So on Friday, Shane Todd is playing. I'll be emceeing. And Connor Keyes is on Friday as well. So there you go. Just to get that out of the fucking way, straight up front. We got two Lavery's gigs this month. This week. Wednesday and Friday, 21st, 23rd. Go to both. Fuck it. I probably should have worked out some sort of package deal if you want to go to both. But, you know, it's too late for that sort of shit. What else about a plug? Get your hands on one of my Ulster Hall tickets. The show is live now. I'm doing the Ulster Hall on the 16th of December 2017. The show is called General Banter. It's going to be fucking devastating. So definitely get your tickets in early, because what I don't want to happen is what happened last year when we did the squad gig, which is on the day I get 400 fucking messages. Any tickets left, mate? No, you buy them when they're on sale. You fucking idiots. Please buy a ticket. So yeah, that's all I have to plug. Also, I think of last night, I'm supposed to be playing in Newcastle. There used to be the LOL Comedy Club at the Anchor Bar, which I don't know whether has kept going or they're firing it up again. But Mickey did it last time. And me and Rory Woods are going down to do it on the 22nd of July. So there you go. From Ulster Hall to Anchor Bar, Newcastle. We do it all, baby. We do it all up in this motherfucker. And also, Beer 52's back on board. So as usual, Banter 10 if you want to get a tenner off a box of fucking high-end craft beer, which probably should cost you about £40 if you were to buy them individually. But you get it for whatever. What's a tenner? You get it for like 19 quid or something. Direct to your fucking door. So how about them apples? And by apples I mean delicious beers that are all about 6.9%. You have two sips of it and you're like, do I have Bell's palsy? And you're like, no, it's just the beer. I don't even know what Bell's palsy is, but sure, let's get this intro out of the way and we'll really get stuck into this dick first.
The General Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis.
Right about now, baby, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather, Paul.
Paul and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Wah-wah-wah-wah. There you go, guys. I need to cough immediately. Straight off the bat. Before I move on, shout out to, let me double check the name. I probably should have had this loaded up, but I'm a fucking unprofessional, stupid bitch. Ethan Sweeney, right? I've just confirmed his address with Magners. This motherfucker went and got, I don't know if, like, we did a bit of a collaboration. Say we, I did a collaboration with Magners Cider NI up in this bitch. And it was, you know, ahead of like Belsonic and all that crack. And, you know, it was basically a Gary Henderson video, and it was all about like sort of how to dress at a festival. And it was all bullshit, like it was all made up, you know, stupid things. And one of them was open-toed Wellington booties, right? And this motherfucker was in Ibiza or something and got a tattoo in the back of his leg that says open-toed Wellington booties. And you're like, bro, are you out of your motherfucking mind? But anyway, respect, that's the effect my profound videos have on people. Mm-hmm. In depth. real exciting shit. And so I contacted Magners and I was like, this crazy bitch got a tattoo on the back of his leg. You may send him some fucking cider. So he gave me his address. And if, as far as I know, they're going to send you some cider. And if they don't, then go fuck themselves is all I have to say about that. Pieces of shit, Magners. Only joking. They're great to work with. One of the few people where you just make the video and they go, thanks. Instead of going like, Patricia in the office, who hasn't fucking made a video in all her life, hates comedy, has actually said the words, I'm not into comedy, which is a bit like saying, I don't like music or food. She's like, I'm not into comedy, but I think that you should change this. So Patricia has written some notes down. So if you, Colin Geddes, the maker of thousands of videos, could maybe reevaluate your choices there, because Patricia seems to think that you're a bit wrong. None of that shit. It's kind of just like, boom, can you beep out that fuck? Not a problem. There you go. Done. Nailed it. Mickey Bartlett. Who's sending me this shit? Patton Oswalt, the headline Galway Comedy Fest. We're going to this, right? I'll just write yes. Of course. Let me just have a full conversation. Are we not playing that? There we go. Just organizing my contacts while I talk to you, because I'm professional as shit. Jesus Christ. Let me go through the old rundown of what happened last week. When I left you on the last podcast, we did a bit of filming the next day. Aaron came down. I picked him up at the goddamn bus, and then just we shot a video, and then I had to be like, do you know what, Aaron? I have to edit this now, so you may hang around, or you can fuck right off again. And he just went again. So, there you go. We did a bit of filming, with Begley, Chuck McGinley and the Man Boy. We did it for a Boost ad. A lot of ads going out these days. What the fuck? But I definitely should get around to making a Chuck McGinley video with Begley, because they're just so funny. And especially with the popularity of goddamn country music these days. It's not bad enough, you know what I mean? There on Sunday, Maureen and her family went down to some local fucking fair type thing at their house. I couldn't even be fucked with it. I wasn't even gonna pretend to, you know, when you're in a couple, sometimes you're like, you know, we're in a couple, but you know, you gotta grit your teeth and go to some certain things. This time I was like, nah, you're on your own. You can fucking go to that yourself. I'm not walking around this place, you know, with a hangover while they're trying to sell fucking E. coli burgers, and people coming up, be going, here, blood, what the fuck are you doing here? So, no thanks. I just stay at home with a fucking stinking hangover. Give me a shout when you're going to the pub, which they did, and then we went to the pub. And it was so hot on Sunday, and I had just done a workout, like, out in the garage. This is a mistake I made. In the garage, there is a tumble dryer. So I was like, let me dry these fucking bed sheets, etc. So it's pumping goddamn like hot air into the garage while I'm sort of hitting a punchback. And I was fucking like proper holiday sweating, where your whole body is covered in like slimy sweat. Not regular water sweat, you know, like it's quite greasy. And it might just be me, what with the bacon content. And so I just fucking got showered. And you know when you're like, if you do a workout in the heat, you're like, this is going to take me about 2 hours in an air-conditioned room to fucking come back down to regular temperature. So, I don't know, I ended up going to the pub and I wore this black t-shirt that was kind of, or like blacky-grey t-shirt. And Maureen was like, you're sweating all through that. And I was like, yeah, I'm a fucking athlete. And she was like, no, but it's like under your tits, etc. And I was like, oh, cool. It was highly embarrassing. And then just had to rehydrate with a ton of fucking beer. Heverly, of all beers, which, like, Heverly is, I don't know, it's like someone spiked your drink. You're like, is this one pint I had, or did I have three whiskies? There's something about it, I don't know whether it's the bubbles. It has that same, like, champagne-y effect on you, where you're like, I'm cunted, but I'm not really sure. Oh, God. Every time Maureen's sister tags me in something, it's either super insane or super cute. She just tagged a kennels, like a, you know, like a place that, like a dog shelter, and they've got a little dog to give away there, available for rehome, and it's a little like pug mix. Oh, it's so cute. I want a dog now. So what was I talking about before I got distracted by cute dogs? I don't know, some bullshit. Let's talk about Thursday. Met up with Dean from Visual Waste. If you haven't seen Visual Waste's work, check it out. He's pretty much the most dominant fucking commissioned artist in Belfast. Every fucking business wants him to come in and spray paint their wall. Because it's like, it's a fairly, not that he's, I was about to go, it's a fairly cheap way. The man makes money, tell you that for free. But if you're talking about getting this, like a whole side of your fucking building done, you know, it's a very cool way to really brighten it up. I met with him before and he sort of contacted me like, oh, we should do something cool now. And I was like, yeah. And then I had this idea like, oh, I'm doing the Ulster Hall. Why don't you spray like the artwork for it? And he's like, yeah, that's a fucking good idea. So we both made vlogs. If you go onto his channel and on YouTube, Visual Waste, he has it's called like General Banter and Visual Waste or something. And then I have a similar one. Although if you watch his vlog, he's a lot better at making vlogs than I am, which is weird because I don't know if he's specifically a video maker, but his vlogs turn out well. Whereas I make videos the same way he does paintings for money. And I just fucking, when it comes to vlogs, I'm like, whatever, it's a behind the scenes. I'm not putting any fucking work into this whatsoever, but his look like beautiful little fucking movies. But that was a lot of fun. It was basically us versus the rain. It pissed. It'd be better if it just pissed down the whole time and then stopped and we got to do it. But it was like, oh, we got to start. I say we, he did it all. But it would like start and then fucking the rain would come on and you have to lift 400 tins of paint and run inside, lift both our cameras, just too much gear. We're down an alley with like about fucking 10,000. But £10,000 worth of fucking gear. And every time the rain come on, we had to shift it inside. But hopefully the vlogs look good. Go on, check it out. I'm yet to really make the fucking artwork. I don't know whether to make it the actual poster or just to fucking frame the photo of the paintings and be like, check that out. That was a fucking pretty sweet time. But yeah, it was good crack. And then I had to do an airport run for Maureen's dad, but what can you do? But seriously, check his shit out. It's pretty goddamn sweet. It's so funny because they're one of the back doors on the building. So obviously we're up an alleyway, which is the back door to many businesses. And we were choking around because there was like a clinical waste bin. And I was like, do you know what's weird? I'm pretty sure that's guacamole out the front. And I was like, what sort of clinical waste are you kicking out of a fucking, you know, Chinese fucking... an Asian-Mexican fusion takeaway, which is essentially just a nightclub now. Because people go in there and fucking rave the bit out. Because the boy plays music in there. Swag as fuck. But turns out it was a dentist and all these fucking staff members were coming out of the dentist and seeing us and just being like, what in the fuck is going on here? These two dudes just lurking about, filming each other, spray painting the wall. Very bizarre, until one girl was like, what are you doing? And we had to explain to her, and about fucking, about 3 minutes into the conversation, yeah, we're just painting and all, blah, blah, what's the for? Oh, I'm doing a show in the Ulster Hall. What is it? Comedy. Oh my God, you're your man. Like, it took her that long into the conversation to be like, right enough, now that I see your name, face on the wall, face in person, I've figured it out. Unbelievable. But it was fucking good fun. But it just rained. It just rained the whole fucking time. I was soaked. So there you go. There's some fun shit. I'll tell you one more thing before we move on and talk mainly about ISIS. But, well, not quite this week. But we went to my sister's house on Saturday night. It was supposed to be for Father's Day, so my dad was there. And one of those things where, like, you know, you ask someone like your dad, what do you want for Father's Day? And your dad's supposed to go, I don't fucking know, shit's a load of shit anyway, whatever. Who gives a fuck? he asked my dad what he wants for Father's Day. He's like, give us a new pair of trainers and I wouldn't mind some fucking aftershave too. So my sister's like, I'm going to buy it. You send me the money over the bank, over online. And I was like, right, okay. Do you want me to buy the trainers, seeing that I might know which ones to buy and you're just a wee girl? She's like, no, you'll buy ones that are too good. Just buy my shite ones. And I was like, okay, that's a good present. So we go to my sister's house for a fucking barbecue. Which my sister is so goddamn, like fucking organized and annoying. Like, you know, it's a barbecue. I was like, just fucking cook the stuff. You know, if it's cooked too early, set it in the oven, keep it warm. You know what I mean? I was like, just cook it. You don't be like, 1, 2, 3, and the barbecue's ready. Which is kind of the way she wanted it to be. So we go down, and they're just waiting in the living room. And I was like, what the fuck is good? Is nobody, like, you not cooking yet or whatever? It's like, we're waiting on you. Well, of course, because anyone in my family is dog shit at cooking compared to me. Big man's got skills. I brought some chicken breasts that had cut down the middle, butterflied so they'd cook quicker. You know, rubbed them in char siu fucking sauce. You know, threw a few bits of shit in there. What else? I had a pork fillet covered in teriyaki sauce. I don't even know if that's legal. Cooked all that shit. But I had to wait there, get that, cook the burgers, cook the fucking sausages, all this shit. And then eventually it was all ready together. And I was like, okay, everyone can eat now. You're like, I don't know if this is how a barbecue works. You're supposed to just be like, there's a sausage, eat it quick. Psst. There's a burger, slap. There's chicken if anyone wants it. It was all very fucking, for want of a better word, anal. You know, it was very like, here you go, here's the thing. And don't even chat to me about the goddamn... You know what I mean? You spend a half an evening with my sister and you could write a fucking book of quotes. It's fucking stupid. She's like, will you make avocado? Or sorry, will you make guacamole when you come down here? And I was like, sure. And then on the day, I was like, listen, I've tried about 3 shops here, a bit of a rush. I can't get avocados anywhere. You may keep an eye out if you go to Tesco's. And she goes, no problem. Anything else? And then I was like, do you know what? Get all the ingredients for guacamole because I'm not going to the shop to buy like a cucumber. And then you buy the rest. So you just buy it all. And then she goes, right, okay. And I was like, yeah, we're running a wee bit late here. Blah, whatever, whatever. Cool. Do you want me to boil the avocados for you? And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, do you want me to boil the avocados? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You don't boil avocados. And she goes, oh, right. How do you get them all squishy then? And I was like, well, you just mash them. But they feel hard, so how do you get them all mashed up? I was like, you're a fucking idiot. Boiled avocado. Like, this is the girl that used to be the head of food and beverages or something in the Hilton. And you're like, you don't know that you don't boil a fucking avocado, you numpty. Jesus Christ. Quotes all over the place. Adam, her fiance Knowles. He's like, you know... I think it's just because you're desensitized hanging around with a bunch of comedians where you're like, some of these boys are actual mad cunts, you know? We'll just tell you, like, the most disgusting shit going just for the crack, like, you know what I mean? And just when you hear regular civilians talk, you're kind of like, oh, right, that's your madness, you know? Adam, her fucking fiance, was like... He's like, this is weird, but I'm always one for giving people nicknames. There was a guy in our school called like David Jones or something, and you know what I called him? I called him Jonesy once, and everybody fucking called him Jonesy forever. And I was like, what? That is some wild shit, bro. And he goes, no, I know that's not much of a stretch. I know his regular name's not Frankenstein, but. You know, just saying, everyone called him that, and I was like, fuck off. That's incredible. Your name is David Jones. Bear with me on this idea, right? How about we call you Jonesy? How does that sit with you? Yeah, it sounds fine. You're a madman. I mean, fucking girlfriend Maureen's sister's boyfriend, his nickname's Jonesy. And his second name's not even Jones. It's Anderson. So that's a real fucking nickname. You know what I'm saying? That was like a guy I went to school with. His name was Jordan. Everyone called him Big Dave. And it was just because someone went, do you know what, mate? You look like a Big Dave. So That's what we're gonna call you now for the next fucking body. You could get worse, you know what I mean? You know, that character I have, DJ Bellies, that was based on an actual wee kid when we were younger that everyone called Bellies. That's like, it was like fucking, for no reason. It was just like, you're fat, Bellies. I'd love to know who came up with that though, because that's pretty funny. I feel like, I don't know who would have the wit as a young child to call someone fucking Bellies. It was, I bet you it was someone's parent. Like, it was like, you know, who you hang about with today? Oh, such and such. Oh, we fat Bellies, we tan Bellies there. And that was it. They just called him Bellies from then on. And then the kids started calling him Bellies. And then all the other kids started calling him Bellies. Great crack. Final quote of the night from my sister. She goes, where's that cat? She goes, I can't watch that bloody cat enough. It's so sneaky. She goes, I hope I haven't left any food out in that, because we basically were sitting out the front of her house, which looked very weird because, you know, the natural thing to do would be sit out the back, but the sun was kind of out the other side of the house, so we just sat out the front of the house like fucking squatters. And she goes, where's that bloody cat? I bet you it's in the kitchen sniffing around that food and all. She goes, she had a flipping, I left out 2 chicken breasts to defrost the other day, and she bloody ate one of them raw. And I was like, nah, well, that'll happen if you leave the food out. And she goes, and it's weird. Like, I wonder, did she get sick or anything from eating the raw chicken breast? And I was like, Rachel, what makes you think that the cat needs cooked food? Do you think cats are catching fucking pigeons in the wild and then pan frying their fucking pigeon breast? Oh, do you want some deep fried goddamn pigeon wings here? I was like, you're a fucking retard. Of course it just eats it raw, the way it eats everything else raw, apart from your cat food, which kind of has to be cooked because they're packaging it up. You can't fucking get a wee fucking sachet of kitty cat and it's just full of raw meat. You goddamn lunatic. I'm just in the vets here. It cost me £150 to see if the cat was okay after it ate raw meat. Really, they catch fucking mice and eat their assholes out raw, and you think a fucking butchered lovely chicken breast is gonna give it jip? Fucking idiot, like, unbelievable. Do you think I bought a wee thermometer here so that I can check the temperature of the meat? Just googling here. What do cats prefer? Medium rare? Or medium to well, whenever I cut its steak here. I mean, I'm going to butcher this bit, but Fraser Robb, the comedian from Belfast, he's more of an improv guy, but I believe he's been dipping his hand back in the stand-up world. Dipping his feet, probably, if he's dipping anything. Dipping his dick, why not? But he used to have a bit where he talked about like the flavours of cat food. I'm fully butchering this, but I don't know if he's done it in a while. About like, you know, chicken, maybe there's a chance that a cat may have tasted chicken. Beef, you know, there's no reason why I couldn't sneak up on a cow and fucking take a lump out of its arse. And then he's like, but when the fuck has a domestic house cat ever fucking eaten like a Pacific tuna? Or maybe not Pacific, whatever sea it was in. And I was like, that is funny. You know? Cats can't eat. They love fish. They flick their beans off for fish. But when is a cat ever going to get fish? Realistically, it should be like, oh, I believe that's the way his bit went. Yeah, the flavors that they should be like smashed up roadkill and stuff like that. But I nearly fucking pissed myself. It was very funny. As you know, it's just me in this podcast today. Do you feel like the energy's down? I do, because I am fucking the day after a hangover, which is often worse. You know, you've got that nervous energy gets you through the first day, and then you go into the night and you've got that old anxiety where the only time I really think about death is when I'm hungover, which is fucked up. You know, you're just lying there going, I'll actually be dead someday, and this is how I spent my fucking life, like a dickhead. Like a fucking dickhead! Right. What else has been going on this week? I mean, should we dip into questions here? Let me see what video links the questions have been sent in here. This has been, oh my God, this has been sent in by Sean Campbell, our man in Vietnam, who we're going to go stay with, who I am absolutely fucking seething with excitement. I cannot fucking wait. But he sent me this. By how long away is this the greatest song and music video of all time? Fuck me, here we go. This is called Boro Mazdorovich or something. Russian fella. The song's called Kawasaki. I feel like Charlie Slop. Yeah, boy! Kawasaki! This is deadly. Look this up. B-O-R-O, new word, M-A-J-S-T-O-R-O-V-I-C. And the song's called Kawasaki. Flying about in bikes. For sure shot on a fucking sharp view cam. Swag. Oh shit, what about that solo? Way too long. Way too long. That is some clean fire. I mean, if it was picking holes in the video, which, you know, let's face it, it was shot on a fucking sharp view cam and looks like shit. He's only one on a Kawasaki. You know, he's got a full crew of Rough Riders there. And that's the only Kawasaki, I'm afraid. So, but it's amazing as someone who has made a handful of videos. You cannot make a video that looks that shit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you were like, let me really go for that homemade sort of 90s video, you couldn't do it. You would have to go get that specific camera and get that footage and then just let it age over the internet, which I'm pretty sure happens, because I've made, like, videos before on old camcorders, and when they went up online, I was like, that's sharp, that's a pretty sharp video for me. You know, and then just somehow it seems to age on YouTube, which is bizarre. But that is wonderfully shite, that. I don't even know what instrument that is. I mean, let's keep it rolling with the videos. We've got everything today. Lewis Hughes sent me this. This is like...
Up next on the show is the Davey for Drum Chopper with a heart-wrenching story.
And so basically someone's dubbed over. Dubbed over like a fucking... It's like Indian X Factor with like a Scottish-y voice. It's brilliant. This is just me playing clips today because I don't have anyone else to talk to.
Life for G-Star Bumbag and if I win the X Factor, just by fucking honors. I got to do a wee rap on the show and hopefully the judges think I'm heavy quality. Take it away, big man!
There's no better accent than that, like, Scottish-Indian mix.
It's for all my haters out there. And my granny Doreen. 1-2, 1-2. Check it out. Way back then, I was a vain. Never put it in cause I was never the same. Had no pals, had no mates. Caramel wafers, Tennessee cake. Dropped to the school.
I feel like if you were Scottish, you'd be laughing your bag off at that. I mean, all I can... fucking hell, near sneezed there. All I can remember is, like, watching Still Game when I was younger. Which we revisited recently because it's on Netflix. But, like, I remember watching Chewing the Fat and then watching Still Game. And that fucking guy, Naveed, that works in the shop, I just remember that being the funniest shit I'd ever heard. And I think that's why I'm just a big fan of anyone with, like, a mixed accent. Just any sort of mixed fucking thing makes me piss myself. Let me see if I can get this woman. I mean, I made a video before where there was the guy got stopped and, oh Jesus. And he was all like fucking, he was talking all fucking half Belfast, half thing. And I did a wee remix of it. Let me just see. I can't believe what's going out that day, and it was fucking absolutely patient down now. Just brilliant accent. Belfast Islamic Center. Let me see if this woman has a great accent. I'm pretty sure I live down the fucking street from that. Or one of them, anyway.
Hopefully there's not more than one of them fucking taking over the fuck.
Here's what would stop me being a Muslim, like real hardcore. Just hanging about with a room full of dudes all night. I mean, where's the post at? Belfast Islamic Center. Yeah, that was down the road from my fucking flat.
When I first came here 45 years ago in 1966, there was no mosque in Belfast. And when I left in 1974, there was still no mosque in Belfast.
Why would there be? You know, let's not fuck about here. You don't go somewhere totally out of your fucking culture zone and then be like, I'd be like me going to Dubai and being like, I can't believe there's no fucking Celtic club over it. There probably is.
First of all, in 1975, we founded a place, was purchased.
I'm just trying to see.
In 1987 here. At that time, our aim was to provide a accommodation for prayers, about 100 spans.
There's no good accents here. This is the worst podcast you've ever listened to right now.
Prayers as well.
Fuck, this is bullshit. They had some woman on the news and all, and she was like, well, I've been a victim of attacks sometimes, and it's been absolutely shocking because I couldn't even deal with the abuse I was getting for being a fucking Muslim. How many loose farts come flying out when you're doing that prayer? You know? Discover Islam Week, Queen's University. Discover it? No. If it was Discover fucking Christianity Week, I'd be like, book myself a fucking holiday. Jesus Christ, the night. I mean, there was an attack there in London where a man in a white van decided that he wanted to crash into a bunch of Muslims who were coming out of the old Ramadan night prayer type things. And everyone was like, this is also a terror attack. Don't you dare be saying that this guy's just crazy because he's white. You know, you're like, he's mentally ill because he's white and he decided to kill Muslims. But if it was a Muslim attack, then, you know, they're terrorists. And, you know, they were like, who radicalized this man? But what I'd like to say is he's a psycho. You know, they'd be like, this fucking mentally ill psychopath decided to hit, you know, to fucking smash into some Muslim people, and we're gonna call that a terrorist attack too. What I would rather do is you go, he's mental, okay, and guess what, so are the fucking ones that do the other attacks. Because I don't feel like, I've said this before 40,000 times, you have to be you could be radicalized, you could have those ideas, whatever, but you have to be a legit psychopath to fucking want to carry any of that shit out. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you could have as many fucking, but you know, it's like, if you were saying, oh, I think fucking pedophiles should all just be fucking lined up and shot in the head. If someone was like, would you be able to shoot them in the head? I'd be like, nah, probably not, because not well versed in the old murder. So probably if I shot someone in the head, realized I'd killed someone and seen their brains float down the wall, I'd be like, that's gonna affect me at some stage. Okay, my worry would be I would do that and be like, that felt good. Which is also a fucking real thing, but like, they're all psychos. Do you know, you think some, you could talk some fucking Muslim guy into being like, mate, do you want to jump out of this van and just run over and fucking hack everyone to death with a machete? And he's like, absolutely, mate. You know, you're a fucking psycho. Or else, I don't know whether it's that, or there are certain cultures. You know, this, you could probably fucking jump in at any point here and be like, that's racist, Colin, you're not allowed to say that. However, tell me that watching a fucking beheading isn't a lot more part of sort of mainstream culture in Saudi Arabia than it is in, say, you know, a little borough of London. Of course, because in fucking those places, they just put, you know, they'll be like, my wife has said that she, you know, she said she was texting a man. Yeah, but he's just ringing you a pizza, mate. But they don't care if she was texting another male. Pull over at the side of the road, lop this bitch's head off. Talked about that last week. Old Chris Reezy, fucking friend of the show, sent me the clip. I don't know what Dr. Death there sending me all the fucking morbid shit of the day, but they did just pull over and be like, right, that's enough for old fucking Gita here. Get the head off. Chunk takes her head off at the side of the road, and you're like, what in the fuck is going on? Maybe that's a lot more part of that sort of culture. You know, people are just walking down the street going, oh, I don't believe it. There's another beheading, fuck's sake. Good to... The state of these streets with the beheadings, mate. It's just like, it just seems a lot more normal to be like, oh, well, if you fuck up, you get punished by public humiliating death. So if you come over here and then you're able to be radicalized, you know, someone just brainwashes you a wee bit and you're like, all right, what I want you to do is jump out there and fucking, you know, hack someone to death with a machete. Then they're like, all right, okay, because that's kind of normal. You know, I've seen that shit happen. You know, either on the news or where I'm from. So I can just get out and do that, because that's the done thing. Just a lot more in touch with just fucking, you know, brutal death. Whereas over here, it'd be like, you know, you could be radicalized and whatever, but how far down the line do you have to go before you're like, oh yeah, I'd be willing to just brutally murder someone? It's a bit like that Shankle Butchers thing. It's like, you know, were you actually doing anything for what you thought was a cause, or were you a legit fucking psychopath, Dexter style, but were able to cover it up with some sort of, you know, civil war? You know, I don't know. Same as if you go to actual war, you know, you watch any fucking Vietnam War movie or something, there'll be the guys that are there, and then there'll be the guys who are like, oh, look, I love killing people, but here I am in war where it's kind of okay. Kill all around me. I don't know. I would love to go into the fucking psychology of it a bit with someone who knew anything about it. But it just seems like... I don't know. I just don't know who has it in. Like... If someone was like, oh, if you're going to do this and then you're going to die like a martyr because the police are going to fucking kill you because you've attacked a bunch of people, I would be like, are you sure? But like, how can we really prove that I'm going to get all these fucking virgins that you speak of? Which I know doesn't really literally mean virgins these days, but like, I don't know, it's all very fucked up. And then there was that big fire, not to talk about more morbid shit, but like, had that big fire in London, and again, it's everything's just so racially fucking charged. Who did I hear that was saying, like, you know, they came outside and they were like, oh, it was such a show of community, like, the Chinese folks were making food, and the fucking, the Muslims were, you know, filling the mosques full of, you know, like, clothes and stuff for the people who had nothing, and... The fucking Sikhs were doing this and the whatever were doing this. And someone just went, what are the English people doing? Where are they at? I think the two English couples that they found alive were on fucking This Morning. All dressed up in their new clothes and whatever. I don't know. Unless that's just where the fucking poor people live. Which seems to be the fucking... seems to be the vibe going on there in London. They were like, yeah, this is where the rich folk live. And right around the corner, here's where the poor people live. And in this building, it just seemed to go on fire. And then they had George Clark, who's a fucking architect, he was on. And then I spoke to Maureen's dad, who's a building man. And he was saying, like, yeah, they're those cladding things that are on the outside of the building should... He's like, they literally have a thing called fire stop that shouldn't allow fire to spread from one floor to the next. And then he goes, by the way, it shouldn't actually burn anyway. Whatever they use it from, he's like, it shouldn't burn. But then they use some cheap shit that was like, I don't know what the fucking science was behind it, but it burnt like a bastard anyway. You could see that on the fucking thing. But then again,
Then again, who raised the alarms? The good old Muslim folk who were up all night praying and stuffing their bakes because they can't eat during the day. I mean, I didn't know that. Is that what Ramadan is? Ramadan? You just don't eat during the day, but then you stay up all night just fucking banging the curries into you. Sweet as fuck. Sounds like any day I have a hangover. There you go. There's my shitty opinion on most of that stuff. People keep sending me these clips. What the fuck is this one? This will be a good one, no doubt. I need to sneeze so bad.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is an old one, like, but it's always funny to rewatch.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain.
Yeah, it's one of those shred covers of One Direction. Here's the problem. That does not sound unlike an actual Little Yachty song. You know, what was once a fucking joke is now the mainstream shit. Unfucking believable. It seems like, you know, don't do anything good these days, just appeal to fucking kids, and that's it. Like, listen, let me go back to that. Listen to that. Oh my god, shut up.
I live in my open stage right here.
Vimeo.
She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about her in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone.
Should be bucking all around them then, boys. Nah, this is an actual song by Little Yachty.
I just want you closer now. I just wanna breathe your air and grab your hair. I just wanna take you home and show you all.
Like,
I know he's the
equally
one
shite, but one of them's a joke.
Bring it back. You need to bring it back.
Isn't that disgraceful that one of those is a real song and one of them is a piss take? Make you fucking ill. Let me hit some questions here. Let's really jazz this up a bit, because I've gone down a rabbit hole of shite here today. You may have seen it before. What happened last week, Bartlett, and you didn't end up doing a section on the podcast? Well, basically, he was coming around to do a thing to get a clip off me, and I thought he had more time than he did, but he didn't. So, well, actually, that's a lie. I took ages doing the clip, so we didn't have time, so he just left. And I was fucking knackered anyway. When was the last time you really lost your temper? Over 35 soccer on the Gold Coast seems to turn me into incredible Hulk / twat. Okay, that's from Chris McCullough in Australia, obviously. What makes me lose my temper? Fucking everything all day. Things that just do not make sense. Well, I don't really lose my temper in an embarrassing way. But I do just get a bit like, nah, fuck that. You know? I don't really hang around for shit to get angry about. That's it. I don't know. You need to speak to Maureen about that. I'm very impatient. So if I say to like Maureen, oh, I've got a great idea. Let's fucking jump out of bed and we'll go for like brunch or something. And she's like, yeah, that's a good idea. And then she takes fucking ages to the point where the excitement of anything is just has just like evaporated out of it. That shit makes me angry. Things that don't happen immediately. Impatient as fuck. Selfish. All those things. That's me. How slowly does grass grow? Pretty fucking slow. Is that all the questions? Is that all the goddamn questions? Fuck me. I'll have to delve into the old motherfucking phone here for the questions. Fucking hell. Here's what I will do. I'll go back on last week's questions, because what I did was I forgot to answer them, you know? So they were on Instagram, and I forgot to fucking answer them, god damn it. So we'll jump into them today. What got you into comedy? Making a video that was funny, and then doing a BBC show, and being around like Mickey and Shane and all, and then ended up doing stand-up comedy. Oh no! My mic stand fell off the fucking thing. Oh, bear with me. This will be unpleasant. This will be unpleasant to listen to. Oh, there's a phone beeping and everything now. For fuck's sake, mate. Look at this makeshift bullshit. You wouldn't get this with any other podcast, would you? Fuck's sake. The whole arm of the thing fell off there. Great times. Money well spent. So yeah, that's how I get into comedy. And here we are, fucking 7 years later. If your aunt had a dick, what would be? If your aunt had a dick, what would be? Dan Morgan? I don't know. My jerkin? You're a Sir Rock. You Sir Rock. Proper love the podcast. Long time listener, first time question asker. How are you spending your weekend? And at any time, are you going to do a General Banter Squad podcast? Big up to you and the missus and everyone you may be doing the podcast with. Oh, up the swag. General Banter Squad podcast would be a fucking shit show. So it would nearly be better having everyone on individually. Shane and Dave already have their own podcast. Kieran had a podcast, doesn't do it anymore. Mickey had a podcast for fucking half an hour, doesn't do it anymore. Because he's a lazy fucking cunt. So there you go. I think it would be a nightmare to have everyone on at once. So there you go. We tried it one time, it was a fucking nightmare. But I'll maybe look into it. Everyone's just kind of busy with their own shit now, it's weird. Like, nobody can really do anything for fun anymore. Because, you know, Mickey has an agent, Shane has an agent. So it's weird. Like, I would love to be able to just be like, oh, do you want to do this video with me for a second? But they can't, because then they have an agent and they're like, oh, well, who's getting paid for this? And blah, blah, blah. And you need, rather than do something for fun that maybe gets you a wee bit of money, but it's more fun than anything, it'll be like, oh, no, we need to step in and really get fucking 20 grand out of this for no reason whatsoever. So it's hard to fucking get people together, you know? Shane and Dave do their own podcast. They probably have no real interest in doing another podcast. Just all that shit. It's just the way it is. So it's this one, and just listen to everyone's shit individually, and that's it. Cake or pie? Probably pie. Would you rather get fingered by Freddy Krueger or fisted by Wolverine? Well, obviously the fingered. You know, if it's just one finger, I'll take the finger. Why is a carrot more orange than an orange? Imagine that was the color that they said. They were just like, oh, I love that carrot thing. That was just the color, the name they used for the color. Mark 3, got to talk about that story a month or so ago of the pastor eaten by crocodiles trying to walk on water. Oh my god, yeah, fuck that guy. See, anytime people are like fucking with giant animals that are psychopaths and then they get bit and you're like, yeah. I saw a video the other day of a guy dressed like a wee monk, like a wee Shaolin monk type guy, and his head in a crocodile's mouth, and he touched the mouth and it just went punk, like straight down his head, shook his head, and then it let go and went back in the water. But obviously the snap down and the shake was so violent that the guy was like, where the fuck am I? He probably shattered his skull and like all sorts of shit. The guy could barely stand up. It's fucking incredible. But what do you expect? Stop being a cunt. What the fuck? Kiss a wee tranny or knock the bollocks out of a transvestite? What's the difference? I mean, is tranny not short for transvestite? I don't know if I'd want to beat the shit out of anybody. Maybe just kiss a wee tranny. Right in the dick. Thoughts on Kanye West clothing line? I mean, some of it's alright, and then some of it's fucking mental. Those new Yeezys that I've seen look like shit. And he's starting to wear like baggy trousers again. And I was like, bro, you don't look good. But every cunt will be wearing them. That's for sure. Do you know what? See, like those people who are trying to be super edgy, I feel like they kind of sometimes go like, what would people absolutely, you know, what do you think people would not go near fashion-wise? And they're probably like those 90s, like, Limp Bizkit, giant fucking jeans with the fucking little, the carpenter jean type things with the little strap on them. And he's like, right, cool, that's what we're wearing now. I feel like that's what a lot of fashion people do. They're just like, what would you absolutely not wear? And let's wear that. You know? We're going to wear a fucking Fila hoodie and a fucking little, like, plaited, or what do you call that? Like a little, like, Japanese schoolgirl fucking skirt. You know? And then a pair of wellies and a fucking sombrero. And people are like, dude, that is so swag right now. You put on, like, do you know what will come back? Curtains. I mean, I said it before, like, a lot of things will come around many, many times. Curtains, the haircut, certainly will not. But then you watch The Only Way Is Essex, and some of them fucking assholes have it. I'm bored talking about it, yawning away like an asshole. Colin, you're awesome. Thanks, mate. I can't even say that name. Sean? What? I know. Love your podcast, especially when you do your Belfast version of Peter Griffin. I literally feel like I'm going to have a seizure from laughing. Would you ever get another dog? What would you call it? P.S. Please come to England, do a gig. I'm Belfast girl living in Yorkshire. Sorry for the essay. Love, Roisin. Yeah, I'd do plenty of gigs in England. I mean, the problem is, it's just like, who the fuck's going to come see me in England? I mean, I should book it and maybe see what happens, but it's, I don't know, I get caught up in shit. Yeah, I would love a dog, but then you have to sort of think, like, would we be sensible dog owners? And I don't mean that as in, would you mistreat a dog? It's just like, I know rightly we'd get a dog and 2 days later we'd have to go do something and be like, hey, who wants to look after our new fucking dog real quick? But, so, I mean, Maureen's sister did just tag us in a lovely little dog there, which I would take no bother. What would you call another dog? Probably like Chuck, like Chuck Liddell. That's what I would like to call a dog if it was a boy. Or a girl, fuck it, I don't care. What else? Please come to England, do you? Do you ever watch Cahill Dixon? Do you ever watch Bill Burr's F is for Family? Yes, I have done. It's alright. I'm not a big fan of fucking cartoons, like, but I suppose it's funny enough. If it was up to me, I would say they should have remade that with people. That's how I would prefer to watch that. Can you ride a horse? If so, when was the last time? And that's from Just Jeff Fit. Listen, there isn't a horse in the world that's going to carry my fucking weight unless it's one of those giant, like, horses with a big furry feet, which I forget the name of. I'm actually kind of scared. I have a bit of a respect for large animals that can just boot me to death, so I probably wouldn't go near it, if I'm being honest. What do you think is your funniest joke? Oh, Shane Begley. I don't know, I don't really have any fucking jokes, to be honest. I really don't. Fuck. I don't know. I'm trying to think of... I've a few bits where I'm like, I think that's a good bit. You know, if I heard even one of my favourite comedians do that bit, I'd be like, well done. That's a good bit. But I'm probably wrong. How do you feel with how do you deal with a hangover? Specifically the fear. And that's from Rod Diggle. What? I mean, that's the problem, isn't it? Like I said earlier, it's the only real time I think about fucking dying. It's, I don't know, it's rough. Just don't drink. I mean, I have a lot of respect for people who just decide, like, you know what, I've been drinking and I've fucking had enough, so I'm just not going to drink anymore. And they stick to it, and people are like, do you not drink anymore? And they're like, nah, I just stopped. And you're like, no, I don't know what it's going to take. There's a few of my favourite people don't drink, you know. I was watching Matty Matheson the other day, the chef. And he had a fucking heart attack at about 29. So that's probably why he stopped drinking and taking fucking coke. Even though he's a big fat cunt, like, so. That probably didn't help. What about live yawning on air? Fuck, it's the worst though. I've heard a lot of people just say, like, I couldn't drink if I couldn't smoke weed the next day. And I've never really delved into that with any real experience, but like, if you're one of those people that can smoke weed the next day and just be like, well, that's me stoned now instead of hungover, fair play to you, you know, have at it, as they say in the States. But yeah, it's a nightmare. My problem is, if I'm in that state with a really bad hangover, I can't sleep. So I'll be lying there trying to go to sleep, and I'll be all jittery and like scared to go to sleep in case I have a fucking heart attack in my sleep. So if I could just sleep it off, I would be grand. But I just sit there like until you're absolutely exhausted at 4 a.m. the next night, and then eventually fall asleep, and then the day after that you still feel like shit, even though there's no real alcohol in your system, but you're just knackered, and oh, it's a nightmare. Anytime I drink really heavily, I almost have to taper the drinking down to nothing on the few days after. You know, so you drink one night, you drink real heavy and you're just completely poisoned, feel like shit. You know, I feel like the next night you have to drink, but only enough to the point where you could go to sleep. And then compared to the night before, you actually feel good that next morning. And then that night you'll be like, let me just have a couple of beers to get me to sleep. And then, this sounds like the chat of a real alcoholic. If you were really a fucking psycho, you know, if you're a real mad bastard, you would just get up, jump in the fucking sea, you know, do all those really shock your body type things. Shock your body. I know, eat something really fucking spicy, dive in some cold water, go for a fucking run, and then just drink. That's it. Just feel great after that. Speaking of feeling great, girlfriend Maureen is on the way back from getting her fucking nails painted or some stupid shit, and I might go to Belfast and do jiu-jitsu. But it starts in an hour and she's not back yet, and it definitely takes us about 50 minutes to get to Belfast, so I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what the crack is here, but who knows. Do we have a last question? Let me get through these Snapchat ones real quick, because I gotta GTFO the fuck out of here up in this bitch. Here we go. Shout out to this guy. Sent me a picture of his tits. What did you do in the summer between secondary school and uni? Here's what I did, mate. Worked. How about that for a fucking shock notion for all you fucking millennial wee fucking fidget spinning knobheads? Worked. What's your favourite video character you've ever done? Personally, mine is the Iron Fighter. The Iron Fighter where the UTV presenter is interviewed. Talking about Rory McIlroy. What's your favourite character? Yeah, well, whatever. I don't know. I like doing all sorts of wee characters. I don't really mind. I like that Belly's one lately, though. What's your favourite alcoholic beverage? Guinness for a chilled night, I'd say. And for nights out, you can't beat Jim Bourbon or JD and Coke. Jim Bourbon. What age are you? 12? What do I like to drink? I like to drink beer. Guinness is nice, but I'm not a big Guinness person. If ones go out, like Begley, can just drink Guinness after Guinness after Guinness. I would definitely shite myself. Yawn! Although if you're looking to have like a small amount of drinks, Guinness is good, because you kind of just get that like buzz from Guinness where you're like, I feel cozy and drunk. Whereas I just love shoveling beer into me and then moving on to like whiskies or whiskey ginger is my fucking thing. You mentioned a few weeks ago that Paul McVeigh is a friend of the show. How did you get to know him? Would be cool if you did a show in Glasgow and you could come to train at the Grip House while you're here. Do you know what? Simp95, I don't know what your full name is, sorry. Yeah, that'd be the coolest shit ever. I feel like I might speak to someone in Glasgow and be like, where's just a good little venue? Because I feel like if I booked a wee venue of fucking 50 seats in it, I'm sure I could fill it up. Rather than try and get into the system of like the stand and whatever over there, because they're just based on a fucking, if you're booked, you get the play type thing. No one's like, would it be cool to get Colin Geddes over? They'll be like, no, we have no idea who the fuck that is. But we've done gigs in Glasgow Uni before, and there was like 400 fucking people in it. So I don't know why we couldn't book it again, to be honest. Maybe not the uni. Yawn! I'll see what else is available. Yeah, that'd be the coolest shit ever. Get over to the old grip house. Do you think if dogs kept us as pets, your owner would find you cute? And that's a guy sending me a picture of his wee titties. I don't know, it depends. I'd be cute in a way, like a bulldog would be cute, you know, just a big chunky piece of shit. What's your favourite bar in Belfast from Glentoran 16? I would probably have to say Lavery's, which sounds like I'm being biased because we do gigs there, but I went to it a lot before we fucking did gigs there, and anytime I go out, that's where you usually end up, but sure. Good afternoon, Supercall. I meant to press return rather than saying this is awkward. I have a podcast question for you. I'm English and my girlfriend is Irish, Northern Irish. You know the score. We're planning to have a child and Aoife wants to call the baby something Irish. To me, all her suggestions are wild, like Gobnich? What the fuck is that? Not even attempting to spell that properly. Can you recommend some cool Irish names that don't sound like dwarf names from Lord of the Rings? Thanks in advance, John, aka Sean in Irish. Yeah, you've got your standard strong fucking Irish ones, like your Seans and your Owens and all that sort of shit. I would try and stick to that. Don't wander into like, this is Turlock type fucking, you know, territory where you're in an English school going, what the fuck is Turlock? Is that something you paint fences with? Yeah, I would just go for Sean. That's pretty standard. Maureen! Yeah? I'm doing a podcast. Show me your fingers. Maureen's back from getting her fingers painted. That's very summery and nice, isn't it? Do you want to do 5 minutes of podcast, Maureen? Sure. Right now, I'm going to finish really soon. You have to what? Do a shite? Talking this mic?
Hello?
Talking to it.
Hello?
Say it again.
Hello?
Yeah, that's you.
I plugged it. Oh, wow. Hi.
There you go. Surprise visits from Maureen at the end. Just in time for that. Are you going to Belfast?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you?
I don't know, mate. Will you do more shows out of Belfast? That's about the third time that's been asked today. To book some shows out of Belfast. Some guy was like, oh, you should come to Glasgow and then come train in the grip house and all that.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
By train, he means I turn up and get fucking molested by a bunch of people who can actually do jiu-jitsu and care about fighting. Linfield win their first Champions League qualifier, then play Celtic in Belfast on the 12th of July. Talk about that.
That's funny, isn't it?
Who thought about that? Like,
I know.
I mean, but do you know what would be funny? I think it would be funny if people were just like, let's not be cunts about this and let's just be like, okay, we've moved on.
No big deal.
No big deal. And why can't you have a good bit of, why can't there be a good bit of banter about it even?
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, why couldn't you even like turn around, like both sort of supporting teams be like, do you know what? We were expected to act like cunts and we didn't. We just had a fucking laugh. But then again, you just get such diehard football fans that are just like,
yeah,
just psychos about it, and they just live for that rivalry. But they shouldn't be let in. You know what they should do? They should give all the fucking tickets away to schools.
That's a good idea.
You know what I mean? Just give it to kids and stuff that are going to have fucking good times. That a bunch of cunts that look like me, who've never worked a day in their lives.
Yeah, like football's not the problem. It's people watching it.
Yeah.
Wanting a bit of action after.
Yeah, it's the fucking diehard assholes. But It probably would be a good time to be like, let's just fucking show everyone we can be sensible for a fucking minute.
Everyone just leave holding hands.
Well, not even. I mean, there could be banter had at that. Like someone put up, it might have been the fucking lad flag ones or whatever, but it was a scarf that has like half Celtic, half Linfield.
Mm-hmm.
Even I'd buy that. I don't know why. That's quite funny. I would take, you know, that's a funny thing. Although I did go see, someone had tickets one time for Linfield versus Liverpool on like a pre-season like friendly. and it was like Michael Owen's first game for Liverpool. This was year, I was a child, like.
Really?
And they won 2-0 and he was fucking skinning everybody, like, because he was just this new fucking, you know, super player. And but the racial abuse from the crowd, Maureen.
Really?
Yeah, just whatever black player it was for Liverpool, they were giving him dogs abuse. No, like. Meanwhile, half of them probably fucking support Liverpool on their time off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I support Liverpool, but when you're here playing Linfield, you know, yeah, they're all like, we're going to light the bony and all, burn this fucking N-word.
No way.
I swear to God. And I remember being like, and I was there with this guy and his dad who got the tickets, and he was a very sensible sort of older gent, and he was just like, didn't know what to say, consenting to them, didn't want to have to explain it to us. But it was just fucking weird. It was weird as shit. Podcast question, what way do you plan to see Vietnam? What route will you take through the country? Now, we're there for 10 days and we're going to meet Sean, who we spoke about previously.
Should we have went longer? Well, we should have, but like...
We should have, but I would rather get it all in and sort of like wish I could stay longer than be dragging out time. Plus, that's the way we have to do trips now, Maureen. We can't do fucking 3-4 weeks away at places.
We can't really take the time off.
So, I don't know.
We're going to Hoi An.
Yeah, I know. We're going to go. We're flying to Ho Chi Minh. I don't know what we'll do there for a minute. And then Hoi An is one of the places on the list.
Ha Long Bay.
What?
Ha Long Bay.
Ha Long. I can see your mouth. Ha Long.
Ha Long.
Ha Long. For how long?
And I don't know what else, actually.
3 days? Ha Long. So we're going to go to some beaches. So here's a story from a guy. This is probably disgusting. He said, keep it anonymous. Me and a few mates were in Prague there on a stag do. And the first night we were walking down this wee small street, approached by this really dodgy character in a flowery shirt and said, do you like midgets? Here, shout out to this guy with no punctuation. He immediately got everyone's attention. We were like, what do you mean? He pulled out his card for a strip club. We all were like, no, man. Mate, you gotta put some punctuation in this motherfucker. No, man, we don't like midgets. Then he starts going, oh, well, you can finger her for like 10 quid. She loves it. We said no again. Then he came out with, she's got one leg. We all started laughing. He said no again. He kept on following up. He goes, oh, she's in a cage. She's harmless. We all laugh and walk on. That boy was mental. So I get really drunk on the second night and couldn't get this one-legged midget out of my head. I was really genuinely worried about said midget. So I go find this dodgy... oh, no, this dodgy strip club. And bust... it says bust. It probably says door, but it says doubt. Bust in the door to like 4 big black men. Shouting... Oh, Jesus Christ, man. We pissed when you wrote this. What's going on in here? So eventually they win me round. And the one-legged midget really did love getting fingered in that cage, man. This is a true story. Can I have something... Or what? You can have some fun with that story on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I feel like that's a wee bit vulgar.
I don't know.
There's a one-legged midget in a cage and you can finger her. Why would you do that?
Why would you make it up? It's very specific to make up.
Well, let's go to Prague.
Let's go find her. Start mission.
You can finger a one-legged midget.
I love how the guy was just like, you know, she's a midget. No, not good enough. Oh, she's one leg. As if things were getting better. Like,
yeah, as if you're just going to turn on your heels and come back and be like,
yeah.
Excuse me?
Like in that guy's head, he's like, oh, they want weirder, obviously. Yeah. They want something weirder than that.
You
can
finger a midget. No, thanks. She's one leg. Keep talking.
Yeah. And what else?
I don't know. That's fucked up. It's funnier that he's walking around going, I just couldn't get this one-legged midget out of my head. Just had to go back.
And did he marry her now? Or like, what's happened since?
His finger on a midget, like just putting on a hand puppet.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ, God.
When did you start comedy? ages ago. 2010. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. That's Rory Woods. He's the timekeeper. We started at the same time.
He's the timekeeper.
Glastonbury's this weekend. If you had to pick any three artists, dead or alive, the headline. Probably alive. Yeah. Each night of the Pyramid stage, who would you pick? I'll let you know something. Gilliland, D. Gilliland. when you're at Glastonbury, the main stage isn't the best stage to be at.
It's not a good viewing stage, but it's an unreal stage, though.
Yeah, it's an unreal stage, but it's the other stage is better.
Yeah, the one they call the other stage, it's class.
But who would I like? Who would you like to see? Do you know who I would pick again? Because I've only seen them once, but they're so hard to see, and I would love to see them again. White Stripes.
Yeah, I think you'd have to have a White Stripes. I think they'd be a good like Friday night one, first night.
Yeah.
I think Led Zeppelin would obviously have to be Sunday night, but like just all day, no one else. You couldn't even put anyone else on before the muscle.
You could literally put them on all fucking day.
All day.
Because you got to remember, you're at Glastonbury, so like rather than me pick like, oh, it'll be class to see like. I mean, you can probably still see Black Sabbath and all that shit, but you know, like, if it was like Bob Marley or something, like, I'm not into Bob Marley that much, but there's certain people would be an incredible experience.
Bob Marley would be the perfect, like, that...
afternoon-y slot?
Yeah, that, like, older one that Lionel Richie was on, whatever that slot's called. He would be perfect for that.
And then Jimi Hendrix?
I don't really care about seeing him, though. I put Fatboy Slim on Saturday night.
Would you?
And you can still go see him now, but it's an unreal show to see.
Just put him on every night after the
big headliner. Just on after everyone. But yeah, I'd like to see, you've seen White Stripes, which I'm very jealous of, but which will never happen.
But then
again,
there's so many bands, like I've seen Queens of Stone Age, I don't know, countless times.
And they would still be,
but I would go
the
see
best
them
band in the world.
Again and again and again and again.
What about Rory Gallagher?
I'd like to see that. But maybe not there, which is weird.
No, but maybe in that like John Peel stage.
Yeah.
John Peel stage would be good for him.
Only because of, like, that DVD my dad had and he was playing the Ulster Hall. I was just like, that is so fucking...
But then Ulster Hall is so long. I think, you know, you want the big stage where you can be around it.
Suppose you could talk all day about that morning, can you? Maybe too late for the podcast, but how long does it... How does it make you feel whenever someone bigoted tries to get religious on your funny videos? Like on the election video? It's just funny to me. Because you're like... It's a joke, though.
I know.
You know, and like, you know, like we talked last week about the guy who straight away was like, fucking Sinn Féin, DUP are responsible for deaths as well, not just ISIS. And all. And then you click on his page and he had that full, like, banner. And all. So people are fucking lunatics, like. Plus, it's the internet. No one does anything other than just fucking mouth off.
And what I hear on the internet now, people can't say anything without going... Well, I know, you know, like, say someone, it could be the randomest thing. It could be, like, you know, an Instagram post and it's some, like, mum talking about another mum. She's like, but, okay, but I know other people. It doesn't matter if you don't do this. It's fine. Like, I'm not saying this.
Yeah.
So as soon as someone has any opinion, they have to immediately go, but if you don't think this, it's totally fine. And anyone who doesn't do that, I'm totally fine with that. I'm just giving my... And, like, there's so many, like, Instagram, Facebook posts now that are, like, pages long because most of it's apologising for what you're already
saying.
For what
you just said, yeah.
And you're just like, just say what you want to say. And it's because so many people just take everything
it's a bit
wrong
like that.
Way. It's like you say
happy
one
Father's
thing,
Day
like, oh.
To all you fathers out there. And if you don't have your father, I hope that you're thinking about him. And it goes on and on and on and on. And like...
exactly. You can't
just,
say
yeah,
anything.
You just can't
you
say
to,
the thing.
You have to go back on yourself and apologize for people who don't have that or didn't see this or didn't... you know, and you're like, okay.
It's a bit like, you know, yeah, like I've seen fitness ones where it's like, you know... I don't mean to berate anyone whose bodies are a certain shape and whatever, but I personally think that if you work out and eat well, you can really achieve a body like this. You know, and it's like, you're a fitness trainer, you know enough about fitness to be like, stop being a fat cunt, you could have a fucking six pack too if you weren't a fucking lazy cunt. And then there's the whole fucking like plus size girl type thing sitting down with like half a roll of fat going, you know, just because I'm a size 16... doesn't mean that I'm not a bikini body. We all have bikini bodies. We just have to wear bikini. You know what I mean? It's like.
But then those kind of people who are at the other end. The
but you know they all hate themselves. They all do.
But that's
they found a new way to
love themselves. They never apologise for people who aren't like that. You know, do you know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean?
Say if there is
they're not
going to
be
like,
sorry if you really work hard and are dedicated on your diet that you don't look like this.
Yeah, I know that's also fine, but I'm like this. It's just like, this is the way I am. But if you are someone who works really hard at something, no matter what it is, if it's like fitness or your business or yourself, you have to almost apologize for everyone else who's maybe don't do that.
That's the problem.
Which is silly.
Well, that's the whole problem with the fucking everyone gets a medal culture because you're not rewarding actual hard work. Because most, you know, maybe if you're a kid and you win something, it is just talent. You know, you just have a given talent at like playing football or something. But when it gets to a certain point where you're like, no, you can't really exist at this level without real fucking hard work. And that doesn't get rewarded because everyone's on the same fucking level.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Apparently.
Yeah, you can't compliment anyone or
see if we have kids and they grow up and you teach them to be like ruthless winners, they'll just blast through life because everyone's fucking soft as shit.
Yeah.
You just really get it in their head, just like, do you know what? Yeah. See if he falls over, stomp on his neck.
Here, guys,
make sure he's dead.
Bullying's over, so we'll teach our kids to be bullies, that's what we'll do. And then they'll just get right through school straight away.
How do you teach your kids to be full, like, water off a duck's back type people?
That's what you need. I'm joking about the bully thing. Obviously, you don't want anyone to be a bully. But, yeah, you need the, you know, it doesn't bother them kind of an attitude. I think you don't want someone to be bullied or to be a bully.
I'll be a terrible father. I'll be like, did he say something mean to you? Here's why. He's a fucking faggot. That's why.
You fruit.
He is a wee cunt, and that's why he thinks he can slap at you.
Okay, you can't say things like that to kids.
So just you ignore him, and his dad's not going to do anything, because he's a wee frit too, right? So, far away. Plus, you're getting hit by another child, so it's going to do no damage whatsoever. Mental, yes, of course, but sure, we'll fucking talk about that later.
I feel like you may have to read.
Is it a strong message for a child for you to grab the kid that's bullying him and just brain dead him with one punch? Just, there you go, don't worry about him anymore. That's what happens in life. Chat shit, get banged. Now let's go for ice cream.
And then you're in jail for the next 50 years.
Whatever. Jail doesn't exist. Especially with the rate of news these days. Kill one guy 1 minute, forgive him the next day.
You know? I don't think that's how it works, Colin.
Supreme Con Bean. Do you think you could train enough to compete as an MMA fighter? Well, anyone could train enough to be an MMA fighter.
Do you think you could?
Does it mean you're going to be decent at anything? No.
We've been on a diet for about 3 days, and even Colin last night went, why did you give that Ben and Jerry's back to your sister? I really love it. God, there was a tiny bit of ice cream left and I just gave it to my sister, and you were like still mourning the fact that you don't have ice cream.
Because I bought it.
So
I spent about fucking £15 on ice cream.
It's your fault.
And you give it away like it's nothing. You make me sick.
The money's already spent. There's no point eating it.
Yeah, my money.
Right, but you're the idiot that would buy 2 tubs of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, and like you're be some sort of talked about in history as the ice cream hero. Do you remember the time Colin bought all ice cream? What a goddamn saint. Right. So, are we going to Belfast now?
I am, yeah.
I might just stay here because I was going to go to jiu-jitsu, but I'm so late. But now I'm just housebound. Alright, so let's get out of here. Buy a ticket for my Ulster Hall show. It's on the 16th of December. Get them early so I don't have to explain to you on the day why there's no tickets left. You fucking ass.
They're on sale now.
I'm going to do
just Ulster
Hall.
Alright.
And ticket. Yeah. But I'm going to do proper artwork today and get it out in the wild. So there you go. And also Lavery's is on Wednesday and Friday this week. So you got the 21st and the 23rd.
Woo woo.
So there you have it. Did you buy bread, perchance?
No.
Oh, well, pull both my tits into a milking cup.
Tie them in right in a knot.
Tie them in a knot. Kill me. Just care 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 me. Right. What? Do you want to play it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so let's get out of here. I'm going to play this tune because it's heavy as shit. Say see you later, Maureen.
See you later, Maureen.
Have you eaten lunch now?
What's that?
I'm going for lunch, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh shit!
You don't buy bread and you go for lunch.
Woo! Million a week. Hey! I bought an ice off a leech. Ice. Yo, playing for keeps. Keep. Suck up the gang, she a leech. Leech. Came in the game with a keep. My pockets blew up.